Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'd like to thank you again for the opportunity to testify on behalf of the United States Department of Agriculture. As I sit here today, it's been almost 2 full months since our last detection of high-path AI in Minnesota, and about 7 weeks since any detections in Iowa. Over 60 farms have started restocking with new healthy poultry. Over 30 have finished the cleaning and disinfection process and are on their way to restocking. Those numbers will continue to climb in the coming weeks as a positive sign that we're recovering from this devastating outbreak, the largest animal health emergency in our country's history. USDA will continue to stand with those producers, helping them to get back into production as quickly as we can. Much of our effort in recent weeks has been with an eye toward the future. We've been meeting with our state and industry partners to plan for any potential fall outbreaks. We learned a lot from what happened in the spring, and we're taking those lessons, identifying gaps and needs, and revising our plans. I can assure you that we'll be ready to face any outbreaks in the fall ahead. I just came from a conference in Des Moines where we, along with our state and industry partners, discussed the outbreak and steps for the fall. Our conversations there and in previous meetings have identified several key themes. First, we all need to improve our biosecurity. It's truly a shared responsibility. We need to wash equipment, limit the number of people on farms, and we need to take steps to limit contact with wild birds. As part of this effort, we need to improve outreach to producers. We've been working with the industry and states to share information and materials so we can be ready to stop disease spread. Second, we recognize the importance for rapid depopulation of birds. The longer we take to depopulate sick birds, the more virus they produce. And with more virus in the environment, the greater its chances to overwhelm our biosecurity efforts. We're working with our partners on all the logistical challenges, and we need to have the right equipment and materials in the right places and the right disposal options to eliminate any unnecessary delays. Third, we need to continue to have discussions about the vaccine policy. We've made the decision to stockpile vaccine, but have not decided whether or not to use it to control disease spread. Our discussions with trading partners to date suggest that many of them would ban all poultry exports until they could complete a risk assessment. We will continue to actively engage these partners about how to minimize the effects on trade should we need to use vaccine in the future. But if we want the conversation and attitude of our trading partners to change, it's likely that all of us will have to change some of our policies and concerns about the use of vaccines for high-path AI and other foreign animal diseases. We're planning for a worst-case scenario, and we'll be ready for it. While I don't think it will come to that, this planning is important to ensure that we can handle any potential outbreaks in the fall, no matter the size. To that end, we're adding additional staff, over 450 term positions, including 210 animal health technicians and 90 veterinary medical officers. We're working with our federal and state partners to increase surveillance of wild birds, which brought the disease here initially. Close monitoring of wild birds lets us identify and respond to this disease as rapidly as possible. Our hearts go out to everyone affected so far, producers, their employees, and the communities they live in and support. And we are making sure we're doing everything we can to help those who may be possibly affected in the months ahead. Mr. Chairman, this concludes my testimony, and I'd be happy to answer any questions you or the members of the subcommittee may have. Thank you.